It is time now for date night. Brad Bednar, my husband, joins us here in the studio, and we talk about cool things to see and do in the community, things that you can do on your own date nights. How's it going?
I'm doing good. You know, I got to say, don't think this is false praise or false flattery.
Oh, lay it on me.
I'm much happier to be inside here with you than to be outside with all the people from the CrossFit that have been running back and forth in front of the building.
That CrossFit gets a lot of traffic. Like, there are always people like running back and forth and going into CrossFit, coming out of CrossFit, doing the sort of thing that you would do if you're patronizing a store of some kind.
Could you name three of those things that you could do?
Picking things up, putting them down again, and running back and forth.
That's
also burpees. I've heard burpees are a thing that they do.
Oh yeah, I did CrossFit for a hot sec,
Then
the first full session after I got through like baby CrossFit, where they teach you how to like pick things up and put them down and run around, was I think the term is a chipper, like where you just do like. Like an elementary school gym where you had to run back and forth from like the baseline and do those sprints.
Oh yeah,
it was those kind of relays, but for like every type of weird exercise they could come up with, like do a box jump, do a box burpee, do a kettlebell toss.
I am so not the clientele for CrossFit. You're just saying words that I don't understand at this point.
Yeah, I immediately regretted everything that I had ever done. Especially like when you are like the slowest person in the queue. Everybody has turned to support you and cheer you on, which I think works for a lot of people. But I'm just like, don't look at me.
Right.
I'm sweaty and gross and tired. And all I want is like a plate of spaghetti.
Yeah.
But I can't have it because everything hurts too much to even think about picking up a fork and twirling noodles on it.
This is my thing with, I think this is my thing in general, but it's particularly a thing with going to the gym and things like that. But I am much less of a competitive person now than I used to be when I was growing up. Like, I was super competitive growing up. And what finally broke me was high school debate. I did high school debate, and I realized that I enjoyed the activity even though I wasn't the best. And I saw what the people who were the best had to do to be the best. And I was like, I don't want to be that committed, but I still want to do the activity. And then I was just able to have fun and learn and be a part of that community without having to like be super committed. But I'm still competitive enough that I don't need to be the best, but I don't want to be the worst. Like, whatever group I'm in, I just don't want to be the weakest link in the chain. That's my only, like, that's my only thing. And if I go to a gym, I will be the weakest link in the chain for 100% sure.
Yeah, well, like a lot of things, I believe you have to be in it to win it. And I am certainly not in it enough to win it or place or show.
Yes.
I'm just going to get stuck at the gate because it doesn't go on while all the other horses are running past.
Yeah. I don't need to win or place or show. I don't even need to be in the top 50th percentile. Mm-hmm. I need to be like, I'm okay being 99th out of 100. Like when we were in Florida last year, we did a charity 5K.
Right.
And we walked that 5K.
We did.
And this is totally fine because there were people behind us who finished after us. And as long as that's the case, I'm okay with that.
I do want everybody to know that thanks to some clever jogging at the end, I did place ahead of Aaron.
Congratulations.
In that race. Thank you. You can
and
look it up.
I'm fine with that because there were still people behind me even after that.
Yeah, I think we definitely had enough time to like grab a donut and a cup of coffee and maybe start round two before those other people came in being pushed by the police cars to the finish.
They were also the people in our group as well.
Yeah, I was going to bring that up.
Yeah. Totally okay with that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, it's date night.
It is date night. It's funny how we got off the track there for a few minutes, but it is date night.
It is date night. So today has been a busy day on the show. This is, you are the sixth, not even the sixth person. We've had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 people here in the studio already for interviews and conversations. So you're the eighth person that's been here today. We've had some really fascinating conversations. So we were talking before about like, okay, so we want to talk about date night activities based on one of these earlier conversations. So we had the mayor of Hillsboro, Jen Weaver, at 3:30 on Tuesday, as we always do. So that's the one that we decided to go with. So based on that conversation, what are cool date night plans for Hillsborough?
Oh, man, I love me some Hillsborough.
Hillsborough's like, awesome.
And it is funny because every time we talk about going out somewhere and we're like, well, like we can go somewhere in Hillsborough, I'm like, ah. Like, who wants to schlep all the way to Hillsborough? It's so far away.
It is a 15 to 20 minute drive, like, depending on where you happen to be.
You know, like, we live out in Durham, like near between South Point and Central.
And we're in East Durham, so you got to cross Durham and then get on 85, and then you're in Hillsborough. And once you're on 85, it's right there. But.
And I remember my realtor was, like, taking me to houses to, potentially buy. She's like, well, like, I have one in Durham, but, like, it's a ways. And I'm like, well, like, what do you mean it's a ways? She's like, oh, it's like in North Durham. And then I pull up the map. Mm-hmm. I'm like, there's Hillsborough. And then there's just like unincorporated Durham. And then like beyond that is where this house was. I was like,
North Durham is bigger than Middle Earth, I think.
Like, it is.
It's a huge, huge area.
But the thing that kind of reset my expectations about Hillsborough is not like how many minutes or miles it is, but how much an Uber from our house to that place is. Mm. And then I discovered it's like an $18 Uber from like our house to Hillsborough, like everything else seems to be. So I think I'm going to rekindle my love affair with Hillsborough and, you know, man of the people, Aaron. Mm-hmm. Wooden Nickel, like, went to it for the first time. And I think you can begin, middle, and end your night just, like, hanging out the Wooden Nickel. And it's weird because it, like, checks so many boxes that I don't like for restaurants. Like, there are no reservations.
Right.
Like, you kind of have to fight for supremacy.
Right.
See, I'm bringing in the initial say. You got to win. You can't just play through show to get a table sometimes.
It is difficult to get a table at Wooden Nickel because it's real popular, and it's real popular for many good reasons.
But we walked in I went for the first time, like, last week, and we walked in, and there's a cluster of like 14 people crowding the door, and it's like, we'll just wait for 30 minutes.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, okay, you guys want to sit down? There's a table like that we are
blocking the view
of. It turns
out that cluster of people was like in between us and a perfectly nice table in the corner. It was great.
But there's a couple things I love about a restaurant. It's got chalkboards where they write everything up. In this case, it is a chalkboard that is full of the beers that they have that month.
Yep.
Really good burger. Lots of other things I want to try on the menu. The people across from us had hot wings, and I kind of had like spicy chicken envy. But like, it seems like the kind of place where like it's all locals. It's your neighborhood like hangout place, and it's just where like the two of us could go, grab a seat at the bar, and just kind of people watch and talk for a while. So a month ago, I'd have probably given you a different answer, and I've got some like future date night ideas for us that we've not done before in Hillsborough.
That's true.
That's my immediate first reaction is like just go to where the locals hang out, and there ain't nothing more local than Wooden Nickel.
And if you don't want to be right downtown Hillsborough, you can just head down the road. And one of the really cool things about Hillsborough is that kind of from start to finish, it's walkable. Carrboro is kind of the same way, where you can walk from West Carrboro, like Carrboro Plaza to downtown Carrboro is. It's a bit of a schlep, but it's walkable. Like, you can do it, and Hillsborough is the same way. On the west end of Hillsborough is Hillsborough Barbecue, which is also fantastic, and I think can make a real strong case for being the best barbecue in the Triangle.
If somebody came to town and said, like, we want to get barbecue, where should we go? I probably would point them to Hillsborough Barbecue, in part because of, like, the quaintness of Hillsborough. As much as the quality of the barbecue, which is, you know, as you've mentioned, super good.
Yeah. And you can also go fancy. You can do Panchudo, which I think is a place we've been to once because it's a very fancy place.
It is very fancy.
It's also one of the best meals that we've had in the Triangle, I think.
Yeah, out of the places we've done, which we've labeled fancy dinner with our friends, where we dress up and go out, that was definitely like in the top five.
That was up there.
And unfortunately, like, two of our friends moved away. So, like, the tradition's kind of on pause right now. And even if it weren't, like, one of the rules is we go somewhere new every time.
Yep.
Which means I've got options, I think, for new ideas, whether it's just for the two of us or for a double date. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna throw two of them out at you.
Okay. So one of them is going to be House at Gatewood.
Yeah. Which we've never been to because the week we tried to do a double date with somebody and go there, it was we're closed for spring break.
Randomly closed.
Which I think is super charming.
Yeah.
If not a little annoying, but like I get it. I also want a spring break that I don't get anymore. so I'm not deterred. I'm coming back. But something I'm excited about for March is Nomad.
Yes.
Which is the new kind of like tapas inspired venture by the folks who do Viceroy, like out in Durham.
Mm-hmm. Which is a fantastic Indian restaurant.
And every time I see they have a pop-up somewhere, either at Viceroy or like Bites of Bull City or wherever, I'm super disappointed we don't get to go. Mm-hmm. But they've got pictures on their Facebook now of the restaurant space. It is super duper charming. Durham residents would know like the Piedmont, where they have that upstairs loft space. It's got that kind of intimate, charming vibe. And then you could go from there to Yonder or something like that. Or
Hot Tin Roof,
Wooden Nickel, grab a drink.
Well, yeah.
I think we're going to spend a lot more time in Hillsborough in March, because I want to try those two new restaurants before I forget that Hillsborough is just a meager $15 drive away, right?
Yeah. And that is date night. And that's also just kind of scratching the surface, because there's a whole lot more stuff that you can do in Hillsborough. But those are real good.
Yeah, tweet Aaron your favorites at Aaron Keck.
At Aaron Keck, and tweet Brad at More Than Awesome. And what are your favorite Hillsborough date nights? Let us know. Brad Bednar, thank you so much.
Thanks, Aaron.